Good morning, good morning, and good morning to everyone out there. This is your podcast host, Sharita of Holistic Talk. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult your medical doctor first. Today, I want to share something with you guys, and it's from a particular book that I used in one of my classes when I was getting my master's in complementary alternative medicine, which I've learned that the school that I went to changed the name of the degree program to integrated health and sciences, but it's still the same thing. So the book is entitled, and you can find the book on Amazon, any online bookstore. It's called The Detox Diet, The Definitive Guide for Lifelong Vitality with Recipes, Menus, and Detox Plans. It's the third edition by Elson M. Haas, MD, with Daniela Chase, MSN. So I wanted to share with you all on today, liver detox, and I'll write the book in a comment section so that you all can go and purchase the book for yourself or your own research. So this talks about liver detox, and it says this: the liver is our detox organ. It is continuously detoxifying and eliminating metabolized toxins ingested with our food. The liver also produces thousands of substances our body uses. This extraordinary organ has a lot of responsibility and doesn't appreciate being overtaxed by its owner. Irresponsible food and substances choice make the liver's job more difficult. It's like asking an extremely busy person to do your job too. She might do it, he might do it, but she won't thank you for it. Yes, our liver has a very, very, very important job. That's right, your liver, my liver, everyone's liver. It plays a very important job in detoxifying the body. Along with other vital organs that has a very important job in detoxifying the body. Alcohol and petroleum byproducts contained in many cosmetics and perfumes. Wait a minute now. Let's do that and read that again. Alcohol and petroleum byproducts contained in many cosmetics and perfumes stress the liver and compromise many of its functions. Remove these substances from your body and you remove the stress on your liver. There are many products currently available that claim to support or heal the liver, but I found that a good detox program is more effective. Herbs such as dandelion root and leaf, burdock root, and milk thistle are safe and natural traditional liver remedies. Wow. Alcohol and petroleum byproducts that are contained in many cosmetics and perfumes stress the liver and compromise many of its functions. So, Haas recommends herbs such as dandelion root and leaf, burdock root, and milk thistle are safe and natural traditional liver remedies. Wow. Wow. So, our liver plays a very important role. So, what are the benefits of dandelion root? Okay. Benefits of dandelion root. Wow. Remember, this podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult your medical doctor first. So, some of the benefits of dandelion root. Well, let's backtrack. Some people, when they take dandelion root or dandelion leaf, they use it as a tea or tincture, which is a liquid made from the plant, decoction, which is an infusion, and some people take it as a capsule. So some of the benefits that dandelion root can help aid in or assist in: acne, eczema, high blood pressure, heartburn, gastrointestinal disorder, diabetes, cancer. Even though research is still needed, and more evidence is still needed to support these claims. Now, dandelion root is like a diuretic. Dandelion leaf is also like a diuretic. You know, a diuretic, they call it a water pill. Commonly used to treat high blood pressure, heart failure, liver disease, and some types of liver disease. So dandelion root acts like a diuretic. So it may cause you to produce more urine, helping to remove excess liquid from your body. Some people will say fluid. Some people say liquid. Help to remove. Also, if you have to take in mind that when you're using herbs, to make sure you check the drug interaction. But this is why we say, before you try any health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult your medical doctor first. Why? Because your doctor can give you some advice that we may not know, and we can share some advice with you. You can share with your doctor, but still, it's very important that you seek your medical advice from your doctor before you try any herbs. Because yes, herbs can have a certain drug interaction to certain medications that people take. And you might be saying, what are the drug interactions could be? Certain medications can interact with certain herbs, which can either decrease the side effect of the medication or increase the side effect of the medication. That's how they go. So, what are the benefits of milk thistle? Benefits of milk thistle. Milk thistle. And it's spelled MILKTHISTLE, just for those that want to know what it's for. So, milk thistle can help aid in and support what? Lowering cholesterol levels, helps diabetes and people that have type 2 diabetes. So milk thistle can help aid in lowering the LDL, which is bad cholesterol levels as well. So that's some of the benefits of milk thistle. So, also, milk thistle can aid in detoxification as well. It can help with liver problems. But, as we stated, there are more evidence that need to support what the benefits are. So, that's milk thistle is good for the liver. Liver health, some evidence of milk thistle can treat chronic hepatitis, which can be caused by alcohol abuse, autoimmune disease, or viruses. But like I said, more evidence and more research is needed to support the claims for milk thistle and any other herb. And last but not least, burdock root. Burdock root. So, what are the benefits a burdock root. Excuse me. You may be saying, like I said, once again, this podcast for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illness, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're making any lifestyle change to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult your medical doctor first. So, some of the benefits of burdock root, but like I said, more evidence is needed to support its claim. Now, we can't say this can help cure or prevent. No, we can't do that. Can't do that. Herbs is meant to be an add-on or assist alongside conventional medication. That's how when I write my research papers and different things, when I'm looking up different herbs and stuff like that, and I'm writing them down, I never say prevent sicknesses, cure this. No, I say it helps aid in, or it could be added alongside conventional medication. But I always say support. We say support. That's why I always write down support. So, blood purification or blood purifier. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Burdock root. It can help kidneys purify the body by harmful contaminants and acts as a purifier for your blood, detoxifying the blood and body by removing harmful bacteria from the system is a necessary part of keeping the body healthy. So, burdock root can kill bacteria in the bloodstream, resulting in detoxification. Burdock root removes heavy metals from the bloodstream. As a result, overall organ function and circulation improve. Now, as I stated before, just because we get the benefits of the herbs and different things like that, and tell you what they support and aid in, more evidence is still needed to support the claims. It don't mean you go out here and run out here and try this herb, that herb, just because somebody said, well, I heard this lady on the podcast, Holistic Talk, say that I could take burdock root to purify my blood. I don't have to go to the doctor. Well, let me tell you this. No, I did not say that. She said, before you try any herbs, any herbal supplement, it's always best to consult your medical doctor first. That it even tells you that when you go to the store and buy a herbal supplement. You know how y'all be going to Walmart, Walgreens, and CVS, and Rite Aid to buy them herbal products. And all you got to do is flip it over on the back of the box. And it tells you, this supplement has not been approved by the FDA. Please consult your medical doctor first. That's what it tells you. No jot, no lie. Next time you go to Rite Aid and Walmart, go to the section where all the medicine at. And pick up a herbal a herbal supplement or whatever kind of supplement, alternative medicine supplement, and turn that box over. Some medicines say it right on the front of the box is not FDA approved. And flip it over in the back, it says, this product has not been approved by the FDA. Please consult your medical doctor first before use. That's why I always do a disclaimer at the beginning of my podcast. Because I don't want nobody going back and telling that doctor, well, I heard this lady on Holistic Talk, and she said, I could try this to do this, and I could try that, and it'll help me with that. No, I did not say that. No, I did not say that. I said that this podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease or mental health issues. If you're making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult your medical doctor first. And guess what? If you follow me on Amazon Music or listen to my podcast, you can even take the podcast with you to your doctor and play it for your doctor. And your doctor will say, yeah, you're right. You're right, sir or ma'am. She did give a disclaimer and she did not say this herbal supplement cures or this product it can help prevent. No, she said this is for educational purposes only. And she also said that you got to do your own research and also said to check in with me. So, before you take my word for it or Hat's word for it, go speak with your medical doctor first before you try any herbal supplement, any detoxification regimen, any blood purification regimen, any kind of stuff. I don't care if you've been trying supplements or you've been using supplements for years and years and years. Still, talk with your medical doctor first, because they can have some, they can know some stuff that I don't know and can advise you on, hey, I don't think you need to take that because that has a drug interaction with the medication that you take. Yes. So, thank you for tuning in and listening to today's podcast as I talked about liver detox. So, and this is from what? The Detox Diet, 3rd edition, the definitive guide for lifelong vitality with recipes, menus, and detox plan by Elson M. Haas, MD, Dr. Haas, with Daniela Chase, MSN. So I'm going to write this into the description so that you all can pick up Haas book, 3rd edition. And it's a good book. It's filled with a lot of recipes and different things like that, that you can try in your own home. So it says, Dr. Haas, it say Elson M. Haas, I hope I'm pronouncing his first name right, MD, is the founder and director of the Preventative Medical Center of Marion in San Rafael, California, which was among the first multidisciplinary integrative medical medicine clinics in the state. He is the author of 8 books on the topics of nutrition and health. So you can go to www.haashealthonline.com and www.pmcmarin.com. So I'll put that in the description so that you can look at the book and read wonderful, wonderful recipes on detox, smoothies, and so much more in here that you can try at your home. So once again, thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. And remember, this podcast for educational purposes only. All the podcasts that I present here on Anchor are for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illness, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. Peace, Jesus, and namaste.